Well, with the coronavirus, COVID-19, now officially a global pandemic, on Sunday Extra, we thought it might be time for a pandemic movie review. We're really putting the vid into COVID-19.
The average person touches their face 3 to 5 times every waking minute.
Don't talk to anyone. Don't touch anyone. Stay away from other people.
But we have a virus with no treatment protocol and no vaccine at this time.
On day one, there were 2 people, and then 4, and then 16. In 3 months, it's 1 billion. That's where we're headed.
People will panic.
Get away!
It will tip over.
The world is under threat, but nothing spreads like fear. Contagion.
Don't be alarmed. That isn't the promo for the news this week. That's actually the sound of audio from the film and promos for the 2011 medical thriller Contagion, directed by Steven Soderbergh. And it is being rewatched with increased interest and concern at the moment, including by our next guest, Dr. Rowan Francis, who's a cardiologist, an internal medicine doctor, and university researcher in the UK, who also runs the YouTube channel MedLife Crisis. Now, Rowan went back to Contagion because he said he remembers that film as being more realistic than many other medical and scientific thrillers. So we thought we'd invite him on the show to have a chat about The Contagion. Rowan, thanks very much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Well, I suppose the big question is, Contagion is a pretty terrifying film. You've reviewed it from a scientific perspective. How does it stack up scientifically?
It's very impressive. I think, you know, any film needs to take a few artistic liberties, but really it stacks up very well. And in the context of the current infection, a lot of its features have turned out to be pretty accurate.
Fascinating. Well, I mean, I suppose one interesting question is, where did the film screenwriter get the idea for this particular story? Let's have a listen to one of the clips and perhaps you can give us your speculation on that.
What we are hearing from Beijing is that the outbreak is contained to the chrysanthemum complex in Hong Kong. 2 deaths and 10 suspected cases.
So they're certainly sourcing the contagion from the area of the world where it seems like COVID-19 came from, but that's suggesting a Hong Kong apartment complex. Where did they get that idea, do you think, Rowan?
So that's, I assume, it's got to be based on the SARS outbreak of 2002-2003. And the specific mention of a building complex, I think, must be a reference to the Amoy Gardens building complex in Kowloon Bay in Hong Kong, which was identified very early on in the SARS epidemic as a sort of hotbed. There were 321 cases just in that building alone in the sort of early days of SARS. And so SARS clearly was a major influence for the movie, and as well as the Nipah virus, which some features of the virus in the film are based on.
Yeah, and it's probably worth saying, isn't it, that just so that we don't have movie watchers too alarmed, that the virus in Contagion doesn't appear, well, it's certainly a lot more dramatic than the way corona is shaping up at the moment, but not that far away perhaps from Nipah virus. Can you tell us a little bit about Nipah?
Sure. So Nipah virus is a particularly nasty infection that's had some outbreaks in Bangladesh, India, and Malaysia over the last 20 years or so. And the features it shares with SARS and with SARS-CoV-2 is that it originated in bats before spilling over to humans. And the fictional virus in the movie is called MEV1. And its features are taken from Nipah in that it affects the brain quite aggressively, which is not a feature of SARS-CoV-2 or indeed SARS. So the movie virus kind of combines the aggressive nature of Nipah with the very contagious nature of SARS and SARS-CoV-2. But just to clarify for listeners, this is a worst-case scenario because we don't have a virus which combines both the highly infective nature and the very high mortality in real life.
Yeah, because what was the mortality rate for Nipah virus?
So Nipah virus had a very terrifying mortality rate of 50-75%, meaning that half or 3/4 of people who got the virus died, whereas the current SARS-CoV-2 mortality rate is somewhere around 2-3%. It'll probably change and probably go down according to most predictions, but it's around that range.
One of the, dramatic challenges that the makers of Contagion faced, and it's a challenge that is also facing science communicators at the moment, is how to explain the science behind a contagion like this. Let's have another listen to some of Contagion, and I'd love to get your assessment of how well the film went on that front.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the United States and the World Health Organization in Switzerland confirmed today that Dr. Ian Sussman of San Francisco has succeeded in growing the MEV1 virus in a laboratory setting.
And in Contagion, the movie, that's day 12 of the contagion. How does that stack up compared to what's been happening with COVID-19?
Well, again, this is where the film really distinguishes itself. And I mean, I'm sure there's an element of coincidence here, but that was spot on, because the genome of the virus was published on the 13th of January, and it was actually in Australia that the virus was first grown outside of China. Oh. 12 days later in Melbourne in the Peter Doherty Institute, and that became the first lab to actually culture the virus outside China, and the first lab that would share samples with other labs. So That was absolutely spot on from the movie.
Well, hopefully the similarities will more or less end there, but we'll keep working through it, because one of the things that you noted in your review is that the Hollywood nature of the film is that it focuses on individuals, whereas often the scientific effort is collaborative. Can you tell us which individuals stand out to you in the film Contagion and who you think they might be based on?
Sure. I mean, as you say, I think just for the sake of a film narrative, sometimes teams are condensed into a single person. But Kate Winslet's character, who plays a virologist, is based on a real-life Italian microbiologist called Carlo Urbani, who was the first to describe and try to raise the alarm about the SARS outbreak in 2003. And unfortunately, sadly, he passed away from the virus that he was describing. And so Kate Winslet's character, without sort of spoiler alert for any...
Well, it's a 2011 film. I think we can probably allow you a spoiler at this point.
Exactly. So Kate Winslet's character indeed does die in the movie as well. So and she was specifically inspired by him. But again, even in the current infection, we've got parallels in that Li Wenliang, who's commonly been reported in the press as the whistleblower of COVID-19, he was the Chinese doctor who again was trying to raise awareness about this infection that wasn't being taken seriously, and many accounts suggest that there were attempts to silence him, and again he paid with his own life.
On Sunday Extra, it's pandemic movie review time, and we're looking back at the 2011 Steven Soderbergh film Contagion with Dr. Rowan Francis from the UK and from the YouTube channel Medlife Crisis. Rowan, the scientific explanation is always a bit of a challenge for Hollywood. Let's have a listen to some of it from Contagion and hear what you think of how they went with it.
And the virus attaches to the cell like a key slipping into a lock.
So a key slipping into a lock, is that a fair description of coronavirus or MEV1 as it is in the movie?
It's pretty good. Yes, I think so. In that scene, Jennifer Ely's explaining to Lawrence Fishburne sort of the structure of the virus after it had been grown. And the software they use is remarkably similar, I'm assured by friends who are in the field, to what is actually used to analyze the structure of viruses. And we have now figured out the way that the virus gets into cells, the way viruses work is they have to infiltrate an organism's cell and hijack the replication apparatus to then duplicate themselves. And we've identified the molecule that the SARS-CoV-2 virus uses to get inside cells. And indeed, there is a kind of lock and key mechanism. There's a structure called a spike protein, which is what gives the virus its crown-like appearance, hence the name coronavirus, and it's that spike protein which mediates the virus getting into a cell via this particular molecule called ACE2. So that certainly has become a potential target for a treatment.
Well, as we've heard in the coronavirus situation, Australian scientists were able to grow that virus in the lab on day 12, like in Contagion the movie. It turns out there's actually some Australian connections in Contagion the movie itself.
Do you remember Dr. Barry Marshall?
Now, who was Barry Marshall, Rowan?
So Barry Marshall is a very well-known name in medicine, a Nobel Prize laureate. He is a doctor who faced a lot of opposition for his theory that peptic ulcers in the stomach, which have been around forever, and were thought to be due to stress, and he thought they were due to an infection. But it was thought to be ridiculous. How could bacteria live in the very hostile, acidic environment of the stomach? And frustrated by not being able to get anywhere, he drank a broth of the bacteria in question, H. pylori, and sure enough, within a few days, developed very severe gastritis in the stomach, and then took antibiotics and got better and proved his point and won a Nobel Prize for that.
I mean, that sounds like a Hollywood plot, but there you go. It is in real life. Doctors injecting themselves or trying to prove the science by experimenting on themselves. Obviously, in Barry Marshall's case, it turned out better than I think it turns out in Contagion.
Oh, well, the character in Contagion who is inspired by him, Jennifer Ely's character, she injects herself with the vaccine. And as far as we know, she was okay. She had developed the vaccine. So that's the kind of positive ending of the movie, that there is a bit of hope.
Yes. And the reason I wanted to have Barry Marshall in there is to wave the flag for an Australian on the positive side of things, because it's also fair to say that one of the characters in Contagion, who is cast as an Australian, though played by Jude Law, is somewhat less credible.
The government rushed the trials. The lawyers indemnified the drug companies. Maybe it causes autism or narcolepsy or cancer 10 years from now.
Yes. So tell us about Jude Law's character from Contagion, Rowan.
Jude Law's character is tremendously annoying, but actually I think one of the best features of the film, because it's a really prophetic look at the kind of anti-science movement that we've seen growing in recent years. And the mention of autism there that he said is clearly a reference to the anti-vaccine
yes.
movement and the allegation, which has no basis whatsoever, that that vaccines cause autism. And so his character, this is, you know, in the days where social media wasn't really such a force. So again, I think a very credible storyline that he wields a lot of power and is sowing seeds of doubt against the WHO, against the CDC, and claiming that they're withholding treatments. And we're seeing this play out today. We're seeing a lot of misinformation on the internet, which is one of the reasons I make the videos I do, to try and combat all the quacks and the homeopaths and all these kinds of pseudoscience. So his character is reflective of all of that, and indeed he is trying to enrich himself, it comes out in the movie.
Yes, and full props to Jude Law. He does all right on the Australian accent, which is not always the case with international actors. Although, Rowan, I noticed that you have picked up a bit of typecasting when it comes to British actors and British accents in medical thrillers. What's the role of the British accent when it comes to these thrillers?
Well, it just seems to be that they often bring in a British actor to do a bit of exposition and explain what's going on. So Kate Winslet and Jennifer Ely, who's British-American, they certainly do a lot of explaining, although they do it really well.
They do indeed. And look, just to wrap up, I thought I'd play a quote or a grab, which you certainly highlight as one of your favourites from the film Contagion.
In order to become sick, you have to first come in contact with a sick person or something that they touched.
In order to get scared, all you have to do is come in contact with a rumor.
Yes, Rowan, a timely advice from the vault there for the way to react to COVID-19?
Yes, because, you know, I'm sure all our countries are behaving in a very sensible way. We haven't seen any panic buying of toilet roll or anything.
Oh,
that like
would
that.
Never happen. I'm sure that wouldn't happen in the UK, and the rumours in Australia are unconfirmed.
Definitely not. Yeah.
So overall, Contagion does a pretty good job of being scientifically accurate. But I suppose the question, Rowan, is when we're facing the real global pandemic of COVID-19, is it a good idea to be going to a film that has such a dramatic ending like Contagion, or should we just stick with the entertaining reviews on Medlife Crisis YouTube channel?
I'm a big fan of the film, but I do understand that it might scare some people, although clearly it's very popular at the moment. It's come storming back into the charts. But yes, I think it's important to remember it's a film, it's a worst case scenario, and it's a virus that's far, far worse than anything we're dealing with. So try not to get too worried about it.
Excellent. And I suppose the advice, at least, of not doing what the scientists in the film do and keeping all the world's deadly viruses together in a place where they can mix and then be released is probably handy advice for all health authorities around the world as well.
Indeed.
Rowan Francis, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra today.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Julian.
And Rowan Francis is a cardiologist, internal medicine doctor and university researcher, and he runs the YouTube channel MedLife Crisis, which I thoroughly recommend you having a look at.